You're listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast, as always, hosted by Rich Smith. You're now on the path to learning more about personal finance and achieving financial freedom. Are you ready? And now your host, Rich Smith.
Over the past year, I have dedicated myself to helping small business owners learn about and get a valuable payroll tax credit known as the Employee Retention Credit, ERC. But lately, it's been brought to my attention that an IRS warning about third parties and scammers and people basically promising to get you money that you're not really entitled to has been all over the headlines. So today, I wanted to address the IRS warnings, questions I've been getting about contingency fees and if they are or are not allowed, and even what types of audit protections small business owners can expect when filing for the employee retention credit. My plan is to go straight to the source, so I am going to call up Jerry Bone. She is a payroll tax expert. She is an ERC expert, and she has over 20 years experience as a payroll processor, and she is a certified payroll professional. So I don't want to keep Jerry waiting much longer. She's on the call right now. Stick around. You're not going to want to miss this. Jerry, you're the person to talk to when it comes to this IRS warning. I know there was one that came out a couple weeks ago, and then even another one with some updated, you know, URLs and some links. So can you just give me, your initial feedback when you saw that come out?
Absolutely. I saw that email come through. I am on the communication pages with the IRS and stay very up to date with what they send out. And when I got that email, my first response was just, we should use this as advertising for ERC specialists, because it does set us apart, because we are in the guidelines of everything the IRS is stating in that warning. And we are keeping up to date and accurate in everything that we are doing.
Yeah, one of the things that hit home most for me was those cold calls. When I was at a conference, I would say it was about 3 weeks ago, as soon as I got back, I got screenshots of the same person, it's the same voice, leaving the same voicemail messages. Hi, this is so-and-so, like, this is urgent, mm-hmm. You need to call back. Besides just the cold calling, any tips for people who want to be aware that they're going through this ERC process properly?
Right. So when you get to ERC specialist website, you can see about us on our team that we're actual people, that you're going to see my face there. I'm filing these tax returns under my paid tax preparer PIN number. But more than that, we've got resources that we are reaching out to and advisors on our team. Like, we've got Sean Reyes here in Utah as the Attorney General. And we work directly with a lot of people to make sure we're in compliance and we're up to date and that your returns are going to be processed accurately.
Yeah, and one of the things that people always bring up is it's this like over-promising and under-delivering, which I'm starting to hear more about. Like, basically, these third-party companies are coming on saying, like, we can guarantee a certain amount of funds. All you got to do is pay us, you know, a certain amount of money up front. Again, what's your stance on this, like, this guarantee without ever seeing paperwork? But along the same lines, too, what's your stance on, you know, paying an upfront fee before they ever even look at your business?
Absolutely. We do not require any fee upfront. We do have you take the questionnaire, the qualifying questionnaire, because not all companies qualify for the employee retention credit. A lot of companies do, but we make sure that you go through that questionnaire that follows the IRS guidelines to make sure, you know, it isn't too good to be true. You need to qualify. And we do turn companies away if you don't qualify under that questionnaire. So the first step is to go through and qualify. Then we go through and calculate your employee retention credit based off your actual payroll records and actual payroll dollars that you spent, because it's a percentage of that. So you see everything, the accurate credit amount, all of that, before you even sign a contract with us to file these returns with IRS. From there, you don't need to pay us until your returns have been filed with IRS and you've received your refund. And I think that really sets us apart from other companies out there. We're not over-promising, and we're not collecting until you have the funds.
Yeah, and the other thing that I was mentioning before with the like the minimum number of employees, I've had people come to me and say, "Oh, I don't have 10 employees. You know, I only have 5 or 7 mm-hmm. or 8." And again, I already know the answer, but can you just speak to that? Is there a minimum number? Like you have to hit this threshold?
You have to at least have one employee. That's the minimum, right? There's no credit unless you've got an employee. Yeah. But we are not just going off the large credits. In fact, majority of our clients are a lot of small business owners that we're helping and we're being that resource for them.
All right. Well, one thing I wanted to move on to is fees. I've been seeing and getting emails and questions about how contingency fees are actually against IRS code or illegal. And, you know, I'm no lawyer, but I have consulted with lawyers to make sure I understood this, everything from Circular 230 to Ridgely and Loving cases, which really are like the linchpin of this argument that indeed contingency fees are acceptable within the context of the employee retention credit. But again, speaking to you, you have much more experience than I do in payroll tax, you know, specialties. If you don't mind speaking a little bit to that, what is your stance or take on these contingency fees and the debate that maybe seems to be going on?
Absolutely. We've had our legal team look into this and we have a lot of lawyers backing this up. But because this is a payroll tax and not an income tax, we're amending the returns, and I'm a certified payroll tax professional, not a CPA. And so we absolutely can charge these contingency fees, which are a win-win for both the customer, the client, and the preparer. So we're making sure we're doing accurate returns, and we only get paid if you get paid.
And so just to make this crystal clear, the contingency fees that ERC specialists charge are based on the return that comes in, but along those same lines too, because you're willing to wait to get paid until they get paid, your stance is it's win-win for everybody.
Right. We only get paid if they get paid.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, to somebody else out there who is not a paid preparer, someone out there who's not a lawyer, someone who's maybe, you know, a CPA with experience in their own state, but not nationally, I'd beg you to, you know, dig into this a little bit more. And again, try to steer your clients in the right direction, because if they indeed qualify under any of the qualifications that could help their business, you might be doing them a disservice to just sort of dismiss them saying like, oh no, that's all a scam. Oh no, you don't qualify. Because personally, I know the rules have changed. Payroll doesn't always handle accounting. Accounting doesn't always handle payroll. And let's be honest, even CPAs, the state licensing is specific to each state. You know, like I'm here in New York, a New York CPA may not be able to actually help you out if they're in Montana or something like that. So again, I just wanted to give that feedback and that advice, because again, I am getting those same questions. Quick break from the show to talk about travel. That's right. Everyone's asking me if we have any trips planned, and I always reply yes, because my family has buy one, get one free flights with Southwest Airlines. It's no secret, but not too long ago, I wrote an ebook on how to earn the Southwest Airlines Companion Pass. This gets you and a companion the ability to fly on Southwest Airlines for up to 2 years with buy one, get one free flights. As always, I'm sharing this with you, my loyal podcast listeners, 100% for free. So check out the link in the show notes to download a free copy of the ebook and learn how to travel the world using points and miles today. Over the past year, I've helped thousands of businesses get back millions of dollars because of a federal program called the Employee Retention Credit, ERC. Now it's your turn. I need your help to spread the word to other business owners you know and in your community. That's right, Forbes.com estimates that over 80% of business owners are good candidates for ERC, but still do not know about this program. Well, the good folks at the ERC Specialists have an affiliate program. By signing up, you can help educate other business owners about the Employee Retention Credit, help them get this life-changing money, and earn yourself a commission. It's win-win for all of us. If you're interested in helping, then check out my link in the show notes to sign up. All right, now back to the show. All right, well, Jerry, you know, before we close this thing out, some people are asking me about the potential of being audited or, you know, audit protection. And honestly, I think it's good to speak to that so that they know if they get a letter or a notice in the mail from the IRS, like what to expect. Because, again, this process is not quick. It's once you file, it's taken, you know, 4, 6, 8 months. So can you speak a little bit about the audit policy specifically for ERC specialists?
Payroll tax returns are slightly different. There isn't your typical audit process like you hear of with income taxes. So what payroll taxes typically experience is they receive notices and letters, and you have time to work with the IRS back and forth. If your company was to be selected for an income tax audit, then they can go through and look at your payroll taxes as well, look at the ERC credit and how that was calculated. So when you hear companies say they're going to give you audit protection, they can't give you audit protection if they didn't file those returns, which are income tax returns. We're only amending the payroll return, which would be a very small portion of, say, a said audit for a business. So in the case that you are audited, we will then supply the answer to your questionnaire, everything that you testified and supplied to us to file this return. We will also supply with you the information that we filed on your behalf, how we calculated the return, and any 941X returns that we did file to support that case there. So it is very important with that questionnaire that you're filling it out accurately, because that will be the information we supply.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. But I do think that you could probably, you know, like empathize with this. It's like whenever you get a notice from the IRS, you get a little scared, you know? So yeah. Sometimes though, those notices are a good thing in the case of the employee retention credit. So down the line, someone files and they don't hear anything for a few months. What's one of the first communications or notices that they could expect? And then maybe kind of walk us through that process.
Yes, definitely. IRS notices to me, a lot of people get nervous that it means audit, and it doesn't. Majority of the time, it is good news. The CP-210 is one of the notices that you'll receive first, stating that they have processed your ERC return and you have an overpayment, which is your refund. And that will come a week or 2 weeks before you receive your ERC refund. They could also ask for additional information, which again is just communication back and forth. The IRS isn't perfect, and nobody's perfect, but they tend to lose some pieces of paper information. So notices don't intimidate me. Go ahead and send them over to our company, and we know how to address them. A lot of times it's just communication that's needed back and forth. And most of the time it's good news that your refund check is on the way.
Yeah. That's one of like the signals. I mentioned it in a video a couple of weeks ago. One of the signals that if you get a CP-210 notice, that it will indeed hopefully trigger that check in the next, say, I don't know, I can't guarantee anything, but in the next few weeks, so to speak. So, but I'm glad you mentioned that portal as well, because when you get these notices, it's exactly what I would do. If I got a notice from the IRS, I would go to the person who filed for me. I would say, hey, what does this mean? And, you know, quick anecdotal story. Sometimes when I do get notices, they're overlapping and they're contradicting. And that's where you turn to, you know, the people who are representing you or people who have your back, and you go, well, how come this one says I'm getting a refund and this one says I'm owed some interest? Like what does that even mean? And like, I don't know. I'm glad to have people like you, because it's like, oh, you're not intimidated by them. It's like, okay, great. Well, tell me what it means then.
Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, it needs to be someone like me that can pull the transcripts and actually look at the details behind that, because the notices sometimes come out of order, and so they don't make a lot of sense unless you're seeing the whole picture. And so we can look at that and track all of that information for our clients.
Okay, well, Jerry, I mean, we covered in this short interview, we talked about the IRS warning that has been, you know, making some headlines. You know, it kind of cleared up some confusion about those contingency fees for the employee retention credit and even the audit policy specifically for ERC specialists. So I just want to say thank you so much for doing this interview. I think it's going to help a lot of people.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, if you are new to the channel, please don't forget to leave us a comment down below. I'll pop down there to answer some questions. Also, if you are new to the channel, please don't forget to hit subscribe and ring that notification bell. All right. As always, I'm Rich. And until next time.
Thanks so much for listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast. If you liked the show and want to know more, check out our website at teachingmillionaires.com. Remember to leave us a review, rate the podcast 5 stars, and if you're new to the show, hit that subscribe button.